Dudley, can you just put this on the table? What's going on?
Alright, okay. Okay, so we're holding in Hilchos Tefillin, Siman Yud. We learned Aleph, that is the base. So the base ends off. I just borrowed this for a minute. It says, Impaga b'tchid b'tfilin. So we mentioned that first you should put on the talis and then the tefillin. However, if you impaga b'tchid b'tfilin, if you touch the tefillin first, af b'shem sech kisim, even though they're still in their bag, tzorch la'nichon t'chilo v'achach yisateh b'talis. So you have to put on the tefillin first, and then after this you put on the talis. Shundei mavir al mitzvahs. Tichsivu shmartem esam mitzvahs, korbei esam, shmartem esam mitzvahs, korbei esam mitzvahs, mitzvah shabal yodlicha atach mitzena. So it comes out according to this chiddush, that even though we set out ma'ilam kodesh or tod v'sheini todir, that the talus comes first, but if it's the issue of todir or imavir al mitzvahs, so the many places can hold that Eim Avin al Mitzvahs overrides Tad V'Sheini Tadir, and therefore you would have to put on the talis, I mean the tefillin first. Okay, Sif Gimel. Ksiv V'Hayila Oysa Yedcha. In Pash Zvay Kiviach, it says of the V'Hayila Oysa Yedcha, Midach Siv Yedcha Behei, since it says with the Hei, Darsh Rav Sinu Zuchran Rav Ta'ana Yad Kea. So we can't zoo small. She tosh of a k, it's weak. Yanicha sham v'mogim shabasa hu gvoya. You put it where the basa goes up high. She nema v'samdam is devara ila alavavchem. She tei sima k'neged alev. This is an important thing. It has to be a sima k'neged alev. V'lechein yanicha sham v'yato yisam at. If we put it on the higher part by the muscle, and we tilt it a little towards the guf, let's add a guf shake, sheik of Zray Lamata, the way you test is if you put your hand down, Tia Kenega Liba should be opposite his life. Bahadik Siv Bitfilin Sharaish Baini Necha. That which it says Bitfilin Sharaish Baini Necha, Kibla Rabsena Sukhan of Racha, she ain't Zois Baini Necha Mamish. It's not Baini Necha Mamish. Al Kenega Baini Necha. From where the hairline is, till the end of the soft spot. The titura is, you have the bias, which is called the ktsitsa. Picture the bias itself. And then you have on the bottom that the where it goes out, that's called the titura. And then the back, where the ritzu goes through, is called the ma'avarta, which is the ma'avar, passageway. Right, so you have the ma'avarta, the titura, and then on top of that is the bias, or the kitzitza, it's called sometimes. So the titura should be towards the bottom. Leite lematim mokam aschal smicha sar, should not go over the line where the hair starts to grow. You could say ma'avarta, where the back part, where the ritzu goes through, loyte elamal v'mogu shemoyche shatina greyface. Tzorach lezor me'oid. One needs to be very careful. Shtei munachas v'mokom haroy. They should be in the right place. V'maniach afil mekzasi al hametzach. If you put even part on the forehead, mogu she'ein Cyrus gedelois. Oy afil hinicha kul v'mokom sar. Or even if it's all in the mokom sar, shumin atzad. Loy kinege bein naim. Lo osas a mitzvah berech levatol. Ma kesha yeh munach keneg doi ma'achari roish. The kesha should be behind his head. Lamala begoiva ha'oireif. Shu seif ha'gogoylas b'mokv seir. Should be at the end of where the skull ends. where there's still hair, shu kneged apanim, liyata lekan, or the kan shouldn't be moved too much to this side or to the other side, mitzirish de mudekes breshe, and should be tied on to his head, shouldn't be loose. Hine kishabayis im ha-ma'var t'rechovim, if they're wide, kasha shete mudekes karayim, mitzirich ha-nizor b'zemoy. And when it says u'kshartem, it's not just going on the shalyad, it's also going on the shalroish, as we kosher, as we are tied on. Now, by the zroya, by the arm, by the tefillin shalyad, so betim you have different parts. You have right above the elbow, there's a space over there before it starts to go up. So over there, it's for sure not a makim tefillin. Then you have where it goes up the muscle, and when you make a muscle, the where it like blows up, where it goes up. So that could be divided into two parts. You make a line in the middle, it's divided into two parts. Over there, many places can hold that it should be dafka on the bottom half. When I say bottom, it means closer to the elbow. Because that's keneged, that's a sima keneged a leif. Because on that part, it will be opposite the leif. However, the gra.
That's where the biceps on the incline, that's where it is.
Yeah. So but the gra held that could be anywhere on the muscle, even on the top half. But above there, where it goes back down and then goes back up, that's also not a makim tefillin. So, l'chatechila, if one could fit their tefillin on the bottom half, then that's what they should do. But if they cannot fit it on the bottom half, and there'll be a question of it maybe going off the bottom half onto below the bottom half of the muscle, then it's better that you should put it on the whole muscle, move it up even if it's going on the top half. So then Mishmur is mashma, you yoitza, and you can even make a bracha then. It can be semach on the ground, those shittas that hold that it's fine. That's why a lot of times when bar mitzvah bacha, they won't even teach them to put it on the lower half because their arm is still small. And it's not even shaykh for them to do it. But when you get older, it could be a shaykh that it should be put on the lower half, but it shouldn't go off there. So it's better to be on, to be safe and be on, than to be a chance that it's going off. It's an interesting tshuva from the before we get to tshuva, but Mishmur also talks about if let's say so a righty, we're talking about a righty right now, he puts it on his left hand, so that's the right place to put it. But let's say the righty puts on his right hand, so he says since it says yadcha yadkeya dain is small, and also we darshin ukshat muchsavtem. Maksiva b'yamin, af kshir b'yamin. Therefore, im hinicha b'yamin, af b'di'evad layata. Mishru and Simuch of Zayin, Simchat and Al. That even b'di'evad, you won't be yotze if you put on the wrong hand. V'shar tshuva over there, the baraitiv, bring down different other tshuvas, which were tzadid, maybe you would be yotze. V'alach al-maisa, if someone did it, they should put it on again afterwards. The David Meisharim, the Chabina Rav, has a tshuva about there was this bachar that was shenayd al pi roifim shalei veitzle b'tzad yamin. There was this bachar that the doctors discovered that his heart is on the right side, not on the left side. So the question was, should he put it on his right hand so it should be sima keneged aleif? So the Chabina Rav says to him, the deity ain't sad shayla called our kaimlam shochanach the eater maniach tefillin a small dide. Shuhi min da alma. A lefty puts it on his left hand, which is the right of everyone else. Afagav the libay with small kamay b'chol adam. Alma. The libayinah sima keneged aleif mamish. Right? Vayim b'morachai b'mnachas the eladad b'inah sima keneged aleif. Loid b'inah samach aleif. El keneged aleif. It doesn't have to be samach the leiv, it has to be keneged the leiv. Right? Then he says, V'oy nirali da filu da sa paisim to be in a sima keneged the leiv mamish. And even according to those places in the hole that he needs keneged the leiv mamish, Kamakaim Bechai Gavna Yishlem Deinim Akiv. So Akabarim, it was interesting. Nekuda, how vite do we take that Sima Kenega Aleif? Okay, now, many times when one's putting on their tefillin, the Shal Yad or the Shal Rosh, they come to touch parts of their arm which is normally covered, or they'll scratch their head down to their scalp in order to make it on tight, like we learned, it has to be kshartim, has to be on tight. So what's the din over there? So without getting into the issue of in a place where it's normal to wear short sleeves, is above the elbow considered makom mechusa or not? Because even if you do wear short sleeves, still you pull back the short sleeve also to put on the tefillin, so one could come to touch a part which is normally covered. So what's the din? So the Prima Gadim in Simon Tzadi Aleph Ois Gimel, the Yishavim, he says, La'niach tefillin shal roish yizor b'shas bracha shlei roish megula. Okay, shouldn't be uncovered. Gam la'yiga b'yadei b'sayris roish shei d'boi netila. Also, you should be careful not to touch the hair, because we'll need netila. I am asher chesavti b'chus tefillin mizeh, and I am b'simuk of samach beis. I'll go back to before in the Prima Gadim, that even though you didn't scratch your head, this takes us back to the Sevdala, even though you didn't scratch your head, you would need netila. But okay, we spoke about it then, from the Mishnah Brura, from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's all mavur, that you don't need netila unless you scratch your head. You rub it, you scratch it, okay. So we spoke about it then. But Al-Kabarim, you do see, that if one would do what would be mechayev netila, according to the Prima Gadim, let's say he would scratch down to his scalp where his yarmulke normally covers, that we said then you need netila, or if he touches his arm, remakim mechusa. So according to the Prima Gadim, according to the Yaivitz, and Siddi Yaivitz, and Mark Tzia, they all say first you need netila. There's a tshuva from Samas Chaim, from Rav Sobel, who wrote down Shalav Tshuvas that he asked the Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. So there he asked him, he says, Mishen yachol yizor b'kshiras tefillin shal yad, and he touches the basa zroi b'derech hakshira, does he need netila or not? Or bishlam leni b'echas al ha-mitzvah tefillin, so you can be saying b'chem chachach yad b'kaisel chadayma, but for tefillah you need mayim. So he answered him, nira kol ma she-shaych la-mitzvah, this is Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld answered him, it seems hakol ma she-shaych la-mitzvah ein ba-negiya tzarech netila. But shaykh the mitzvah doesn't need netila. Mekol makom ha-machmir tov yalav bracha. Then over there also that was in Lama Tess. And Mem, he says, Dvar kosher tefillin she-yad v'nogu b'bas ha-zraya. She-kosher she-dechim she-shaykh la-mitzvah ein ba-negiya tzarech netila. So he asked him from a Prima God, from a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham there by Tishba of the Tzchal on Yom Aleph, on Sunday, so it says, after Baruch Hu, Matzei Shabbos, after Baruch Hu, you take off your shoes. And the Magen Avraham says over there, be careful not to touch it with your hands. Aye, it's a mitzvah chachomim to take off your shoes. So why should you need netila? And he says, and also mitzvah, a svara, it's shver. What does it help that it's a tzarech mitzvah? If the reasons are nekiyas, saif, ain't yad of nekiyas. So what's the svara of? So he answered back, re'isi ha-sagis, v'ani lo k'safti kim das noita. I just wrote what my das is noita. V'chol dvarim eineni choizim ma she-chsafti, agam she'en lefan ha-inyin. Fine. So he stuck to what he said. That's what his das is noita to, and that's, it's like a me'in aruch ha-koydash. Right? So the ma'isa, okay. Maybe we'll just be myself a prior to on to this tomorrow. This is a Sitzelia, so Ben Ishchayos, that speaks about it. And Mitzvah will go right to it.